the Diocesan Museum. The Diocesan Museum is on the ground floor of the Seminario dei Chierici and houses a collection of religious furnishings and objects from the 14th to the 19th centuries. The museum entrance is in Via dell'Orologio, so-called because it was once the site of the clock tower, Orologio. The museum exhibition is arranged in chronological order. This makes it easy to follow the history of the objects exhibited and to see how there are some elements which change over time, while others show their continuity with the past. The criterion on which the exhibition is based thus also provides a means of reflection on the city's historical and social development and on change in general. Changes did not occur instantaneously at precise dates. Rather, they were the fruit of gradual evolution, which kept alive the contact with the past. Inside the museum, named after Vito Ballatore, a well-known architect from Mazara, you'll be able to see silverware, paintings, sculptures, church furnishings, vestments and hangings, objects used in processions, and votive offerings. There are also precious fabrics and embroidery on display, produced by nuns of the different enclosed orders based in the convents located in the city or in its immediate vicinity. The exhibition also boasts an extensive collection of silverware. The oldest item, which comes from the nearby town of Salemi, represents a processional cross with a depiction of St. Nicholas dating back to the end of the 14th century. Some silver pieces have been set with precious stones, heightening their effect by contrasting colours and refined decorative techniques, typical of some local traditions in silver work. The paintings on display in the museum include the Battesimo di Ruggero, Ruggero's baptism, the work of the painter Vincenzo Blandini. Painting offers a view of the city as it must have appeared to the observers before the 18th century, including both the cathedral and the clock tower. Another item that stands out is the neoclassical ostensory, donated by Bishop Orazio della Torre, where the setting of emeralds and amethysts in the silver has been used to decorative effect. A work of sculpture also worthy of attention is the marble sarcophagus of Bishop Montaperto, attributed to Domenico Gagini, created at the end of the 15th century and surrounded by statuettes of the cardinal virtues. In addition to the individual items that you may wish to admire within the museum for their own sake, the importance of this exhibition also lies in the chronological arrangement of the works as you move through it, giving you the chance to gain an appreciation of 6 centuries of local traditions, worship, and rituals of greatest importance to the citizens of Mazara. The works on display are not only important for their religious and symbolic value, but also because they are the direct expression of a material and artisan culture, revealing the true identity of this city.